You're about to enter the intersection of common sense and facts, where media bias ends and truth begins. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Wrong Think Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Wrong Think Radio. I'm your host, Aaron Bierlein, broadcasting from just outside the nation's capital in beautiful Northern Virginia, and welcome to the intersection of common sense and facts. Now, the president announced basically early this morning that he has tested positive for coronavirus, him and the first lady. And so they are quarantining now, and they are going to continue to quarantine. And this has brought up a whole bunch of questions all over the place, a lot of which being how reliable are these tests? Because there's a lot of evidence that these tests aren't even reliable. There's a ton of false positives. Also, the fact that now the nation is going to be talking about, okay, well, he tested positive. Well, at least this is going to equate to people discussing how lethal the virus actually is, which is not much, to be completely honest. But none of that really matters to the greater point, which is the reaction that we saw coming from the left. I only grabbed a couple of tweets as examples, mostly from former Democrat staffers and current Democrat consultants, just to give you an idea of how the left is reacting to this and to show you what the next couple weeks are going to look like and what that means basically for the country. So here's one. This is Zahra Rahim, who worked with Hillary Clinton, among other Democrats. She says, it's been against my moral identity to tweet this for the past 4 years, but I hope he dies. And then another person, Max Berger, said, Trump did this to himself. He inflicted the same misfortune upon millions of others. He's a corrupt white supremacist criminal who's responsible for more American deaths than 9/11, the wars in Vietnam, Korea, Iraq, and World War One combined. No one should feel bad for him. Yeah, this is where they're at. So Americans are now going to be exposed to the left wing being absolutely hateful and wishing for the death of someone, which, by the way, will reduce one of their main talking points. Because if they're celebrating the idea of Donald Trump dying, it means that they're okay with people dying for politics. And that's going to minimize the 207,000 people who have died from coronavirus, which is what the Democrats love. They loved all of those people who died because they were able to use them as a weapon against Trump. You see, all of this is about deflecting any responsibility from China. China didn't do anything wrong. The coronavirus, in fact, is not responsible for anything, even though it is, in fact, a virus, even though it is what's making people sick, even though it is what's killing people. It's not actually responsible for anything. If Donald Trump wasn't in office, coronavirus probably wouldn't even exist. That seems to be the line the left is going with, not to mention the fact that somehow if Democrats were in power, either the coronavirus wouldn't exist or it would have never reached American shores. Nothing bad would have happened. The reality of that is that if a Democrat was in power, the coronavirus would exist. It probably would kill more people because they would have listened directly to the World Health Organization, who was in the pocket of Beijing, and they would have said, oh, well, it's not communicable, it's not a big deal, and closing down borders is bad. Because the World Health Organization did say, or admitted at least a couple of days ago now, that the decision to tell people not to close down travel was a wholly political decision. So Democrats would have gone along with that because they love their experts so much. So they would have listened to the global medical community, who's basically been wrong at every turn. The difference is, though, is you may not have ever heard about it. The two things that would have happened is either the nation would have been completely locked down in some sort of medical martial law where your rights would have been wholly stripped away, or tons of people would have died and you would have never heard about it at all whatsoever. So those are the two options if a Democrat was in power. But they basically are trying to sow the false reality that coronavirus would have never happened. Like, if Hillary Clinton had won the presidency, there just would have never been a coronavirus. And they probably truly believe that. But the real thing here is that now what you're going to hear is how Trump was so stupid, and that's why he got it. And this is what's going to be interesting for the next couple of weeks while they shill and talk about this. The reason why is when the liberal left, who is not going to be able to help themselves from attacking Trump, from attacking the fact that he held rallies, even though protests are okay, from the fact that he didn't wear a mask, from the fact that he didn't socially distance or whatever the hell else, is it's going to blow up in their face. Now, it's understandable because to be on the left, you have to love the rules because you love centralized government so much and you want the government to run every aspect of your life. It means you have to love the rules. That's why we always talk about liberal Karens and things like that. It's because of the rules. They love them. And this is evident in how the supposed Democrat candidate who sold to us as a tough guy, a working class man, you know, lunch bucket Joe, was upset because Donald Trump interrupted him at a debate because it was against the rules. This is how much the left loves the rules. And to them, the rules are you're supposed to wear a mask, you're supposed to lock down, you're supposed to socially distance. So while all these rich coastal liberals were just ordering food to be delivered to them by Amazon and what have you, and were just spending tons and tons of money having people bring food to them, which they loved, by the way, because it was like having a butler, they didn't realize that a ton of Americans out there don't even have those services. And so they're just like blind with rage at the idea that you would go to a grocery store to buy your groceries. Don't you know for $15 you can just order it? And if you can't afford it, it's just because you probably because you supported Trump. This is the whole thing. They have no idea how America really works. They think everything in America is just like New York and Los Angeles. And so the idea of people going to stores infuriated them. But the point is that they're going to sit there and bash on Trump about it. They're going to say this happened because he didn't wear a mask. This happened because he didn't socially distance, which means that everybody who got infected by coronavirus got infected because they were stupid and because they didn't listen. This is going to result in the liberal left basically putting it in or attempting, I'll say this, because a lot of this isn't working anymore. The propaganda isn't working with the left, and the easiest way that you know that the propaganda is not working is how angry they're getting about it. That's how you know that the American people are really waking up to this, is the amount of just visceral anger, hate, and all the mobs that they have to unleash let you know that it's not working. But they're going to attempt to seed it in the American consciousness that you won't get coronavirus if you wear a mask and socially distance. It will never happen. That is literally the cure. That's how they're going to have to sell it. And the way that they're going to sell it is because Donald Trump didn't wear a mask, because Donald Trump didn't socially distance, because Donald Trump didn't hide in a basement like Biden. That's why he got coronavirus, which means that's why everyone got coronavirus, which means that everybody who died from coronavirus did so because they didn't follow the rules. That's going to be the message. That's going to be the message that the left is going to put out. And that is a great position for us to be in, because America doesn't want lockdowns. America wants this mask stuff to go away. And there's literally no evidence that if you're wearing a mask, you're not going to get it. There's plenty of people who wore a mask and got it. The other part of it is Trump's probably going to be just fine. Probably asymptomatic, like 80%, maybe even more. People who get this virus are asymptomatic. They just have it and that's it. And that's going to blow up a lot when it comes to the left as well, because they've been trying to sell these positive tests as potential death, even though a vast majority of people, even in Trump's age group, even people in their mid to upper 70s, do just fine. This is going to blow up the fear-mongering narrative of the liberal left. And it's going to show that they are obsessive over these mask mandates, these lockdown rules, to the point where they are not going to be able to help themselves. And by attacking Trump, they're going to call anybody who got coronavirus stupid and reckless and people who didn't follow the rules. And what it's going to turn into is a national discussion of the left coming off as absolutely tyrannical, you're going to see the left communicate to the American people that they basically want a medical police state forever. And that doesn't hurt anybody who wants the left gone, because the left isn't going to be able to help themselves, and they are going to signal to the American people with less than a month going into the election. They're going to signal to the American people that they want a medical police state, and that is going to blow up in their face. They're going to say that everybody who got it by attacking Trump, they're going to say that everybody who got it because they didn't follow the rules. They're going to say that they want the rules to be more harshly enforced. Then they're going to want to send basically they're going to want to lock down again. That much is known. You know for a fact that if the Democrats get power, they will lock down again. The only reason why they wouldn't is because they're basically going to try to make the virus disappear. After November 3rd, maybe the virus just magically goes away because the liberals stop talking about it. Because, you know, they don't want... Well, they probably will lock down again. And the reason why is so they can, you know, control the economy for their friends like they always do. And that way they can pick the winners and losers. And of course, the winners are the ones who donated to their campaign. That's how this works. So likely they'll lock it down again just so they can manipulate the economy, because they'll have the ability of blaming Trump the entire time. But the point is, I obviously hope that the presidential family does well. I don't ever wish anybody to die or anything like that, because I'm not a hateful liberal. But the point is, I believe the Trumps will be just fine. But this is going to show, A, how hateful all of the left is. B, it's going to show that they think that mask mandates and lockdowns will cure the virus, which is going to freak the American people out, because they don't want to trust the vaccine. They don't want to trust any of the medical research that's going on. They don't want to trust any medication that's floated forward, because it would make Donald Trump look good. And so the only solution that they really have is lock down harder. Maybe have police enforcement of it. You know, you might get tased or beaten or shot if you don't wear a mask. This is going to show basically the choice between the United States of America or the United States of Karen. That's what the left is going to do for the next couple of weeks. So this isn't going to be a bad thing. I think it's great because, pardon the pun, the mask is slipping. If you like this analysis, be sure to go over to wrongthinkradio.com and see the news stories we're tracking for the day. If you want to support this program and get special content, you can do so by going to subscribestar.com/wrongthinkradio. It's $2.99 a month. You get your own subscriber-only podcast, and you get daily updates that are usually only for subscribers. You can also follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Aaron Bierlein, and I'm keeping an eye on the left.